joining us on the line for our next piece. Indeed, it's in relation to a number of farming issues, particularly a shocking story coming out of West Cork in the last day or so. The €30,000 theft of cattle. We, of course, ourselves have been following stories like that. A farmer near Killarney had 160 sheep stolen in recent months as well. This is causing concern, obviously a big concern in the farming community. And it is a major one that anyone who is in trouble with this, or anyone who feels that they need help, should contact the Gardaí first of all in relation to that. And if you have if you need help or on it, it's important to get as much information out there as possible. But with me in the line to talk about this and other issues is Cathal McCarthy of the ICMSA. Cathal, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Morning, Gerry. Morning to the listeners.
This is a shocking story out of Skibbereen. You know, is it 16 cattle worth €30,000 stolen?
Yeah. They were stolen from Mr. Brian Lawler, who's a farmer down there, and also an agri contractor. Looks like was it 16 or 18 animals were stolen from his farm. Quite aside, I think the major worry here, Gerry, would be that quite aside from the obvious crime itself, which is the stealing of the man's cattle, anything that threatens the integrity of our food supply system is a problem. It's a major problem. And you know, Ireland is popularly known as a food exporting superpower, and huge volumes of food are exported from Ireland, and our international reputation obviously depends on the integrity of that food supply system, and certainly from ICMSA's point of view and from Irish farming's point of view in general, we cannot have a situation where animals are stolen and can be kind of, could be, or even an attempt made to reinsert them into the food supply chain down the line. That's why it's so vital that the guards and the department track down these culprits and prosecute them to the full extent of the law.
Well, the positive side of it, Cathal, is that traceability is really strict in this country, so hopefully that will help in spotting if they are trying to be brought back into the system, that they'll be spotted.
Absolutely, we'd be very confident. We'd be very confident that you'd be very unwise, you'd be very, very foolish and reckless to even attempt to kind of, as it were, reintegrate or reinsert these stolen animals into the system. We have built a system that, you know, obviously no system in the world is completely foolproof, Gerry, but the Irish system is very, very rigorous. The animal traceability is very rigorous. It's a highly regulated system. I mean, farmers sometimes, and with a lot of justification, can complain of over-regulation. But in an area like this, it actually stands to us. It is going to be incredibly difficult for whoever stole these animals to do anything with them. They're too young to slaughter. We understand they're too young to be slaughtered, so they will probably have to be sold on as calves. And it's just very, very difficult. So, any listeners, it's most unlikely that they would try and sell them on as close to Skib as Kerry, but we're confident, and we would encourage anybody who knows anything about this, obviously, to go to the right authorities.
Okay. All right. From that point of view, you'll be talking about this and other things, particularly, I suppose, the major concerns over the nitrates directive as well, where that's going to land. You have the Taoiseach, I understand, speaking at your AGM on Friday.
We have the Taoiseach on Friday, and we have the Minister, and we have an excellent panel discussing falling milk price. Obviously, it's a big deal for us. It's the 75th anniversary of ICMSA, Gerry, and I'm not just saying it for the benefit of your listeners, but everyone will know that Kerry ICMSA has played a disproportionately creative and influential role in ICMSA. Some of our greatest our members have come from Kerry. They've always provided a bedrock, a solid, you know, solid support from the great farmers there, and we'd love to see. There are a few seats left. I'm going to make a special effort. I'm actually going to keep them for anybody from Kerry who wants to come up for the day. We have the Taoiseach coming around 3 o'clock. Ireland's submission for an extension of our derogation from the nitrates directive will go to the EU next week. So we'd expect the Taoiseach to arrive at 3 o'clock on Friday and, as it were, give us an update. And we really hope that there's a bit of confidence in that, and that, and that there's a, without being complacent, but that there's a real confidence born of the efforts we have made to get the derogation extended. It's vital for Ireland. Something like 7,000 farmers are operating away under the derogation. So we need that. It's hugely important for our dairy sector. And hugely, and as you know, and as your listeners will know, Kerry is a dairy superpower. It just in local terms, it's a huge source of income to Kerry and downstream out the farm gates and into the wider community. So the Taoiseach will be talking about that. He'll also be taking questions on that, and we'd expect him to be put over the fences on the Mercosur agreement that the EU is trying to put through at the moment. After the Taoiseach, we have Minister Hayden. And Minister Hayden will be talking. I would imagine there's going to be a lot about generational renewal and the present surge in TB around the country. So it's going to be a report, and
happening on Friday. Listen, Cathal, that's where we're going to leave it. Thanks very much for taking some time to talk to us in the programme. That's Cathal McCarthy, Media Director at the Irish Creamery and Milk Suppliers Association, their AGM coming up on Friday, those issues being discussed. If you've a view on it, get in touch with us on the show.